they know. You better believe I'm holding on, holding on. You better believe I'm holding on, holding on. You better believe I'm
welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters United, y'all. I'm excited about tonight. I have you got it, babe? All right, I have. We just try to make sure all of the kinks are out because this okay. Show tonight, if y'all think y'all enjoyed last week, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, this woman of God we have on here tonight, when I say you that God uses her in so many different arenas, I'm just excited. Hey Tiff, how you doing tonight? How you doing tonight? All right, listen, before we get into introductions, please share, please like.
And that's what I'm doing.
Please subscribe, y'all. Please, please. I think I want to give away some. Look, I'm going to have a giveaway next week. So y'all be ready. I'm going to be giving some away next week. So be ready, be ready, be ready. Okay? All right, all right. All right. Amen. Okay, let's get into it. Now, y'all know I don't like to talk a lot, you know. So I'm going to let, well, she's my cousin. Hello. And she's like me. We always have something going on. I watch her page, and my husband, I always tell me, yeah, they're doing something else. So before we get into this, I'm going to release the floor, the airways, and everything to her, and let Miss Hale introduce herself and tell us some things about her, what she's doing, what she has already done. Y'all, listen, I don't know if y'all. Let's just get into it. Come on tonight, woman of God.
Hello, everybody. It is so great to be here. I always love the opportunity when I can come and speak to the community and let them know about resources and things that we're doing in the community. My name is Lanita Hale, but everybody knows me as Lady Hale. And they say, well, how did you come by getting a Lady Hale? Because I used to be a school teacher. And you know how Facebook, the kids were always trying to find me or my husband or somebody in the family. So I just went to Lady Hale so they couldn't find me. And then me and my husband shared a cow, so they didn't get it straight. So that's how all of that came about. I was in the process of starting a charter school. And then the pandemic hit. And what happened was in our curriculum, we had a section in there for the children where they would feed the homeless. They would make sure we would see about the seniors in the community and our veterans. Those were the three projects we were doing. So since the pandemic hit, what I did and a couple of volunteers that always helped me, we just started, we said we were going to feed about maybe 10 homebound seniors, a few, you know, veterans or a few. Every now and then we would do something for the homeless, but God had other things. So in my mind, I was only going to do like 10, 15, 20 or whatever. So with our homebound senior citizens, we do about 350 a week, and we have 100 veterans. And I partner with an organization with John Marston called Houston Unsolved Homicides. And what we do, we'll feed about 300 to 400 homeless a month. So when you have your plans, God will redirect your plans. So I was in the process of thinking about the school, but God was thinking about the community. And I partnered with the Bread of Life, the Houston Food Bank, Bye Bye Babies, Walmart. We have so many corporate sponsors that help us out, Ross, Kroger's, you know, that we're on the list, that when they have things, we are the first ones that they always call, because they know we will get the food out. And then on a regular basis, just in the community alone, we feed over 1,000 people on a weekly basis. And not only that, I sponsor a lot of organizations, because I know what it's like when you start out, you're small, you don't have the resources, nobody wants to volunteer, nobody want to come and help you. So you see me out there sponsoring an organization, even though sometimes I may not can come, I will cash up you $200 or $300. Or if me and the volunteers can come, we'll come out and actually volunteer. And if you don't have the resources, you want to do a feeding program, you want to do something, you want to make senior bags or whatever, we will go ahead and donate all of that to you. So I know God didn't bless me with all of this just to hold this to myself. So that's why you will see me doing it also, but you will also see me sponsoring a lot of other small organizations.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, Sisters United is about bringing women together and inspiring and encouraging us as Black women, or just women in general.
Right, right. So
I want you to go back into school, the path to where you are now, because sometimes people see what God has produced from your life, but they don't know that the path that you was
right.
So just take us back and tell us a little bit about.
Well, when I first started out, I didn't have any support. The only support I had was John Marston, Audrey Dennis, and Josh Mika, and plus my family. So we didn't have a big building. We didn't have anything. So I started right here at my home on the driveway. So they would come to my house, pick up the food, pick up the clothes. They would pick up anything. And then I also went to the church. The church did not want to support us. My pastor did not want to support me. I did not say anything. I did not complain. I said,
come on,
the pastor. So I didn't have any ill feelings. I didn't have anything against them in my heart. I just know what God called me to do. And what I want to tell people also, sometimes the people who you think are going to help you are not the ones going to help you. It's always going to be some stranger, somebody that don't even know you. And then I just posted a post. I say, sometimes you will ask for maybe your friends or someone to help you, and you don't understand why. But maybe God heard the conversations in the room that you did not hear. God may have heard what they said against you, but you don't know. You may think that they're in your friend, but deep down in their heart, they don't want you to succeed. So God did not allow those relationships to continue, and it's always a reason. And I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes say, when people want to walk out your life, let them walk, let them go, because while they're standing there, they're holding a space for somebody else that really wants. And that's what I have learned. This is by me. I'm not talking about nobody else but myself.
Yes. But you know, actually it's the truth. You know, we try to hold on to things that God is trying to rip away from us.
Right.
And we wonder why our growth is stunted. Like you say, the taking up space. You don't realize that they're awake, but God does.
They do.
You know, and He removes. That's it.
And then you got to realize that some people come into your life for a season, and we try to hold them seasonal people in the life forever. Some people are not the root in your life. They might just be a leaf flying by, you know, and when they fly by, all right now, some might be the weed. You got to go by there and pick them weeds out. But we let them stay there because they are for a reason. So when weeds are come, we just pluck them out, throw them out. Or when you trying to build a garden, you see weeds. Okay. And I always say, if I'm an apple tree, I will not shed bananas. I'm going to say that again. Y'all missed that. If I am fruitful to multiply, I'm an apple tree, I will not pr- produce bananas.
Come on. That's a word.
That is just that simple. An apple tree would not produce bananas. So if you got you trying to do one vision and then somebody trying to your organization to do another something and something, but that's not the vision of God. You can't come and bring your vision into my vision. God didn't tell me that. So I can't come over to your organization and try to change what you're doing and all that, because I'm out the will of God. I can only do what God has called you to do, and I can help you. If I cannot help you, I will not hurt you. I will, if I can't do it, I'll let you know I can't do it. But some people will come just to hurt you, and you have to know who those people are. They will come claiming they have good intentions, but they don't. They don't have good intentions.
Woman of God, share some things with us, you know, because sometimes I'm talking about that path, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it got hard.
Yes, it was always hard because nobody believed in what we were doing. Nobody. I can get every time, no elected officials, no state, nobody believed in what we were doing. And now y'all see all the state reps out here, all the awards. But like I told someone last night, I got 98 awards last year, and this is the third year. But that first year, I didn't get anything. The second year, nothing. But that third year, because I kept doing God's word, I didn't care about what the people were saying. I was going to do the work regardless. If you help me or not, I'm still going to get the job done. I don't need a building. I got my driveway right out there. I didn't have a U-Haul. I have an old raggedy man out there. Come and on. Now look at God.
My warehouses now.
So when you don't want to give me anything, you don't have to give me anything. I'm fine with that. I'm just going to see the salvation of the Lord and keep serving people.
That is such a powerful word tonight. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, when women play this show back or as they tune in, they need to know that it is some wildernesses. It is some desolate places. It is some times when, like you say, everybody get to disappear, you know.
Everybody.
That's right. And you don't need to get confused, because see, this is what happens. When you get in that wilderness, the enemy start telling you, now listen, now you don't see nothing happening.
Yeah.
So you need to leave it alone. But through this testimony today, I want y'all to understand she kept going. She said that first year, listen.
Second year.
Come on.
Yeah, but we didn't stop. We started on my front yard in my driveway with 60 people to serve. That's all. And now we are way over 2,000 a week, way over that.
Look at God. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Now, you know, later on in the show, you guys, we're going to talk about award ceremony that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But before we do that, we have, I was reading your bio and I was like, wait a minute. Bachelor, talk about school. I love, you know, sometimes people say, well, you bragging, but you're not bragging. You're just saying the things that God, through God, all things are possible.
Right.
Talk about the different accomplishments that you have made in your life.
Okay. My undergrad bachelor's came from Texas Southern University, which was in business and management. And then my master's is in education curriculum design. And I'm still working on it, but it's getting too hard. And I talked to another one, our cousin, Dr. Chandra. And I told her, I said, you know what? This is getting too hard because I'm working on the doctorate in education. I'm like, you know what? I ain't going back to doing that. I'm going to have to do something else because this is not going to work. Because those papers, I'm like, I got too much to do. I cannot do that. So I'm still working on that doctorate. And I'm like, I'm okay if it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been in our family. We have a lot of educators. You know, it's always, we have our Aunt Josie, we have Rhonda, we have Keisha. I have myself, my husband, his mother, his father, my aunt. So it's a lot of educators in our family. And the reason education was so important to me, because my grandfather was a sharecropper. He only had a third grade education. So he stressed education. He said, they can take a lot of things from you, but they cannot take your knowledge from you, and they cannot break your spirit. So that's why I've always learned from my grandfather. As a third grade, he taught me how to count. He taught me how to keep up with money. And I taught my kids that that was something. He would put 3 pennies on the table, and he said, this is going to be your paycheck. You take one penny, you put it in the bank. You take the second penny, you put that in a savings for rainy day, and that third penny you save. So I always remembered that, even though he had a third grade education, that makes sense. Save something for a rainy day. Always put something up in your savings, and always live within your means. Don't try to see, just because I see you with a Bentley, that don't mean I run out and get it, because I don't know how you paying for that Bentley. But at least I can sleep at night with my car out there paid for. So I ain't got to worry. Long as it run, I'm okay.
Come on. That's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yep. That's wisdom. And keep up with everybody, because I don't know how y'all paying for them cars, and I don't want to find out. Okay.
Let's talk about. I also read about you being a chaplain.
Oh yeah, me and my husband. Well, I'm a chaplain with the Harris County Sheriff's Department, and what I do is, like if it's an accident or something happens, especially my specialty, I specialize in children. So if a child is found dead or your child is found, the first person that the sheriff's department is going to call me. I'm going to make the death notification to the family. And normally what happens is, as soon as I come to the door, they already know, because every time I ring the doorbell and they open the door, they just fall in my arms and just, you know, just fall apart, because I haven't even said anything. So I pray with them and I just let them have their moments. And sometimes it may be 2 or 3 hours before I can even say anything, because I have to let them know, do the official notification for them. And everybody asks me, well, how do you do that? I have no clue. Is there, when they call, does something just take over and I just go and do it? And I train a lot of the chaplains too.
Wow, that's that. Oh. And you have to be appointed by God.
To do that. Because it one time it was one of the kids, I was on my way to drop some kids out from Decaney High School. They were going to the band, the football guy, and we saw a real, real bad wreck. I say, well, this is on my side of town. I say, let me drop y'all off and I'm gonna go back home. I didn't go to the game. No longer than I got back home and I sat down, I got a call, and the lady said, we don't know who these kids are, but they do have the Decaney football jackets on. I say, now, if you could tell me their numbers, because I knew all the football players, because I would help feed them and do something. I said, if you give me their numbers, I can give you their names. So they read out the numbers that were on the jacket, and those were my two best babies. And I had to go and tell their mothers that their sons were dead. Yeah, I had to go tell them the babies were, my babies were gone. So when I come and tell you, it's like, that's the community. So just like when we were out there looking for Malia Davis, Malia Davis was everybody's baby. So when I spoke on Malia Davis, it's like, that's all our babies. And when we go out and we look for missing children and the ones that sex traffic and all of this, they're still our babies in the community.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, my hat is off to you. I'm serious, because not everybody can handle that.
Everybody can handle. They ask me that all the time, and I say, they say, well, how do you do that? I don't know. I don't know. I that's all I can say. I don't know. I just, when I get there, and I don't know. It's nothing that I can explain to you. It's just something that when I get there, most of the time when I get there, like I said, they don't know me from anybody. I don't have, sometimes I have on my chaplain's uniform, sometimes I don't, because if they call me and I'm out in the field, I just go with what I have on. But somehow when I ring that doorbell, they know when I'm coming from. They already know. So that's where you have to be account. And that's what I tell you. always be careful of who you're around, because everybody don't carry the same spirit. You got to be careful. You have to know that you know, because I don't let everybody in my circle. My circle is so small. I told somebody yesterday, my circle is so small. It's a dot now. It's a dot. It's not even a circle. It's a dot now. It is.
But it's just true. It's true. It's true. It's true. You know, it's a lot of nuggets that you're dropping on the show today that I feel is very, very important, because it's so many obstacles that the enemy brings into our lives to hinder what God has called us to do. And we have to be equipped. Tonight, you are equipping a lot of us on how to walk this thing out. A lot of us have vision. A lot of us, God have told us what to do, and we're procrastinating.
And a lot of times people want to do something and they look for people in other organizations to help them. They're not going to help you. So that's why when people call me, I tell them everything, how to get your 501c, how to do this, how to do that, where to go get this, where to go get that, because nobody helped me. So I'm not going to be that person. So anybody that needs help, all you do is just pick up that phone. Don't call me, because I get so many phone calls. You got to text me so I can text you back. Or I might not text you, but you just let me know. I'm going to be calling you at 3 o'clock. I'll pick up the phone. But other than that, I get over 100 calls per day of people needing help. So right now I have basically cut the list off, because we have so many. I have 25 volunteers that work with us on a regular basis. So they rotate. Some come in the morning, some come in the afternoon, some come on their lunch break, some can only come on the weekend, some can only come in the evening. So I try to work around those schedules and not bog them down. They work, they have jobs, they have families, they're going to school. So anytime they come and help me, we are so appreciative.
That is so wonderful. Wonderful. And like you said, and I'm a living witness, it's not going to help you. It's a lot of folk that know that you probably going to make a mark too. And what I experienced was most people want you to stay a part of what they're doing.
I'm not doing that. I didn't help you long enough. It's time.
That's why
I didn't help you for years. So I'm moving on.
And you cannot.
If you need me, call me. Other than that, we moving.
and that's obedience. Obedience. And a lot of folks are still hiding in people's churches, still hiding in people's organizations. God told you to do that. You will not step out on faith.
That's right.
You have to. If you want all that God has set aside for you, you're going to have to step out.
And leave some people behind, because you can't bring everybody with you. I ain't bring nobody. All y'all stay over there. Can we come? No. You need some help? Nope.
No.
We don't. Can I come help? Nope.
No.
Nope. I don't have a problem with giving you the gift of goodbye. No. Don't have a problem with it. Nope.
No problem.
No problem.
Now, we're going to get into the President's Volunteer Service Awards. Let's get into it, because I got some nominees.
Please send them to me, because what I'm looking for is people that's out there doing the work. Nobody acknowledging them. I mean, and I tell them, they say, well, we're just doing it from our heart. That's fine. But when you go looking for funding, you want to validate, not by people, but when you want to validate your organization with corporations or funders, they look for things like that. So when some other people last year were having the President's Volunteer Award, they were telling me I didn't do enough work and nobody know what I was doing. I'm like, okay. And I didn't get mad. I was still cool. So I told God, if you ever put me in the situation where I can give out these awards, I'm going to go look for the people that are actually doing the work, the one that's over there feeding the homeless, using your own money because you don't have funding, or the ones that's cooking at their house, taking meals to the seniors, are some of these youth that's out there. I come from Fifth Ward, that's living in the projects. And I was speaking to a young lady yesterday. Her mother got evicted in the rain. They threw all their stuff out or whatever. And this baby is a honor student, all A's. And she said, I'm going to fail. I'm not going to make it. I said, we're not going to let you fail, baby. We're going to upload you. We're going to keep you going. We got together. I got together with some young men. They put them in an apartment. We're just working in it. I say, well, we got to put you there. We got to get you stable first. And then we're going to work on all the rest of it, because we're not going to let this baby fall. She has aspiration of being a doctor and going to college. So we're not going to let her fall. She, you know, even though she comes from our community, see, people don't think about that. That's what the real leaders are, that you do stuff that nobody even have to know. I don't have to put it on Facebook. The only reason I have to put a lot of stuff on Facebook, because my funders and my donors, they have to see what I'm doing. Other than that, I would not put that on there. And the President's Volunteer Award, I wrote this down so I won't mess it up. It said it's led by AmeriCorps and managed by the partnerships with Points of Light. Now, this program allows certified organizations to recognize their most exceptional volunteers. So that's what I'm looking for, and especially my teachers. I want to do an award section for our teachers. Our teachers have been through so much this year. So I'm looking for my teachers. I'm looking for that person that's out there. Like I said, you cooking in your kitchen, buying the food, going and servicing the seniors. You taking socks to the school so the children would have socks and clothes on. You're spending your own money because you don't have funding. Nobody has ever given you a war. And this is so strange. Every time I've been sending out to the people that have been nominated, I send them out, you are nominated for this award, and we're so happy. They will reply back, oh, we're so glad you got the award. I say, y'all didn't read that. Y'all so used to me getting awards. It's your time now. They say, what? I say, did you read that? I said, you were nominated, not me. But they so used to seeing me getting awards. So like I said, last year I got about 98 awards for the year. And the main one I got was from our state rep, Jarvis Johnson, the Outstanding Texan of the Year. I received the proclamation from the mayor. I received quite a few awards from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And that's because they see the work, you know, that you're doing. And once they see the work that you're doing, that's all you need. But when I first started out, it wasn't like this.
I already know I got some talking to you. I got some talking to you. I need to do. I mean, just because I think it's just like you know, I have a similar story with nobody helping, you know, and God had to show you how to do different things, right? You know, and it's a wonderful thing to have to, because when people come to me, I'm gonna show you how to do it. I'm gonna show you how to do it because
I'm gonna walk with you.
Come on, I'm gonna help you, because God told me, hey, don't do people like I let you go through that so you can see how it feels for
and
people.
So you can help somebody.
So that you won't do that to people, you know?
That's right. I don't do it.
Come on. And so tonight, I mean, it is such an honor and a blessing for you to be on the air with us tonight to share what God is using you to do, because this is truly the path of God for your life. Mm-hmm. I want we have people with questions.
Okay. Okay.
At the bottom of the screen, you'll see it say, do you know anywhere that is giving away scholarships? So
you talking about educational scholarships or school scholarships, or it's so many different scholarships out there. Personal scholarships, medical scholarships, school scholarship. It's so much out there. And people are not going to tell you, but I just say do your research. And right now, I don't know any scholarships, because what I normally do every year before COVID, we would have the scholarship training. I would bring the high school seniors in. And because I guess the counselors are overwhelmed, the teachers are overwhelmed. they're not really helping the children find scholarships. So we would go to the multi-service center and we would have them there with the computers, and they would actually fill out scholarship applications. They would actually fill out their FAFSA. We would help them and walk them through that. But this year, the city multi-service centers are still closed and you can only have so many people in there. So we haven't been able to do that. But what I am doing right now, in Acres Home, they're having a scholarship. It's a drive. You have to write on somebody that have done great things in the Acres Home area. Since, you know, our mayor Turner is from there, you know, and I've been out there all my life, and I have a bunch of essays from the young people that have written. It went all the way from pre-K to the 12th grade. And I do have some of my special needs babies that's in there too. So I will be reading those essays and making my judgment, and each one that wins will get $1,000 scholarship.
Oh
yes, wow. Our seniors. Amen. We try to make sure the seniors get so, yeah. And then I get not a lot because I haven't gotten a lot too. So what I would do every year when the high school seniors are graduating, our organization donate laptops to those seniors. So when they go to college, they don't have to use their FAFSA money or use the extra money just to buy a laptop. It has the docking station, everything. And we want the Department of Defense, which is, I don't know if the Army, one of them branches, but it was the Department of Defense that donated over 1,000 laptops. Because, you know, every other year they update. Yeah. So they donated to us. And see, that's why I say it's also careful so much that you do the work, because I didn't know it was the lady that was over the Department of the Defense. She had been following my page for about a year. And she said at the end of the year, when they got the contract to get the new computer, she was giving them to me. And as soon as they got them, she called me and she donated to them. And I didn't know anybody from the Department of Defense. I didn't know any of those people. But they have been watching me. So that's what we do for the seniors that are graduating, especially in underprivileged areas, like they come from Wheatley, Worthing, Yates. You know, I want to make sure those kids have. And what we also do, we send them with a care package, body wash, deodorant, soap, paper towels, tissue. And we don't just do that one time. We do that every month. They get a care package.
Okay, so people that are listening, how do they get in contact with you about that?
Okay, they can go to my email, which is 2020shiningstars@gmail.com. Well, everybody know my phone number is all over the internet or whatever. And they say, well, your phone number anyway, how do you don't get no crazy calls and all? Because they know better. Don't even start. Don't cry. I'm not the one. So I have never got those crank calls, those sexual calls. I've never gotten them. And my phone number is everywhere.
That's
I'm telling you. Don't try it.
Look, when you're doing work for the Lord, I'm telling you,
ain't nobody slid in my DM, ain't nobody sent me no messages. I'm like, okay, y'all, that's all right, but y'all know better. You better not do it.
Better not do it.
And I've never had that. And that's the most question I get all the time. How do you avoid that? I've never had it, so I can't speak on that.
Now, okay. So we nominations.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to nominate people.
Right. You can send them to 2020 Shining Stars. That's 2020 SHING Stars STARS. @gmail.com. Now, I'm not the one that make the decision. I have some fantastic people. Ladies, at that, I have Miss Kathy Bluford Daniels, which is the trustee of HISD trustee board. I have Miss, she's not a miss, she's Judge Linda Dunson, downtown. She's in the court, and she's on there. And then I have Miss Latonya Whittington. She is a precinct judge here in Harris County. And I have Arnetta, my good friend. She's a city council person for Fort Bend. So we have some amazing ladies that's truthful, and they are looking for the work. And the problem I've been having, and people don't know, I've been out there, I do the work, so I know what work look like. They want to send me pictures that they are at events. That's not work. That is not work. Y'all got the wrong one. Y'all got the wrong one. Don't send me the pictures.
You know they'll do it.
I have to stop. That's why I don't have people coming out there, because they were just coming for photo ops. We had to shut them down so they know they cannot come out there. I know the difference, but from actually work than photo op, because you got to know, I've unloaded a 20-foot truck, a 27-foot truck. I had to learn. I started on the little bit of U-Haul, so now I've graduated all the way up to that 26-foot, because when I started out, I did not have anyone. So a couple of guys that had CDLs taught me how to drive. And they showed me how to pack it. They showed me how to unload truck. They showed me how to use the forklift. But I don't think I really did it. But I tried, though. But I'm learning. I'm still working on that forklift. I got it. But I know how to use the dolly. They showed me how to do all of that, because I was not dependent on anybody. But now I have CDL drivers. I have warehouse people. I have those now. So I don't have to do that. You know, people that come and stack the warehouse, pull the item. I have people for that now. But when I started out, I didn't. I did it myself. So that's why I know what it's like to load a truck. I know what it's like to have to drive it, then come back and unload the truck.
Mm,
mm. We're talking about pallets. We're not talking about that little bitty stuff. We're talking about pallets. Now, we talking about this little old bitty stuff. That's not what we're talking about. We got pallets. And then we have pallets. Then when we get them out, the pallets is taller than us, and the pallets fall all on us, falling off the truck and get wet. We had the rain, you're falling. So I know what real work is. So I'm looking for the real work. That's what I'm looking for. And that's what the judges are looking for. Real work.
Real work. Real work.
If you in that kitchen, you cooking for them homeless, you didn't put them on that paper plates and wrap them up in that cellophane. Oh, I know. And then you want to show me a plate all nice and all good looking.
Yeah. This plate. A culinary.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now. I know you didn't fix that for no 300 people. I already know that. It's all pretty and look good. That's not a homeless plate. I know what a homeless plate look like, because I fix them. I do them all the time. Oh, we've taken drinks. Okay, you're not buying that for the homeless. No. Oh, I did bad. How you going to do bags with all this expensive stuff in there? Because you cannot buy that stuff for 300 to 400 people. If the bag
come on.
Just $70. You telling me you didn't spend $3,000-$4,000 just to hand out stuff? No. With that $300 to $400, I could serve about 1,000 people. So
come on.
I know. That's why I'm saying.
Better know. Hey, you better know about that dollar store. You better know. Like, come on.
I know the stuff, because that's why we go to the dollar store.
To the dollar store.
Get donations. And when I get the more expensive stuff, what I normally do, I would give that to my seniors, because a lot of times, most of my seniors only get maybe about $300 or $400 a month. So extra body wash from Bath and Body and Bath and Beyond, all the Dove and all the expensive stuff that's $8-$9 a bottle. I make sure my seniors get that. You know, they have the extra body wash, lotion or something like that. When we get, I will make my senior bags. And for Valentine, we're giving 300 homebound seniors Valentine bag. We have Nivea, we have Dove, we have Crest, we have so much good stuff that was donated. I'm like, look, I need to make me a bag first, and then
can I get a bag?
A bag first.
Gotta get a bag, Jesus.
And the reason I do that is because, like, when we have the food, when we give it to the homeless, we eat it ourselves. So I'm not giving you something that I won't eat. I'm not giving you something that I won't use. So when you see us out there eating, we eat the same thing that the homeless people eat. That's what we do. So you can't say, I don't want you to give me something that you wouldn't use yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm looking for. So please, please, God, send me authentic pictures, because I know what a homeless plate looked like. I know what a bag for the seniors would look like. I know what it would look like for the homeless. So you wouldn't go to Bath and Body Works and give that to everybody. And why would you be giving candles to the homeless people? What are they going to do with candles? Yeah. Yeah, candles. Come on. I'm like, come on now.
I didn't have to turn. Well, I know I want to shout out acts of kindness.
Okay.
You said that, look, Rita Nelson, she put that together, and she do it every season or something like that. And sometimes she just randomly do it, but we went out there, honey, and that rain was coming down, we were still fixing plates. I say
even in the rain.
Yep. Look, had people hold the umbrellas and people was yet serving food. I said, when you said nominate us, that's the first organization.
Oh, yeah, we didn't plan the rain, everything, especially like when the winter storm had came. Yeah. What we did, I didn't have electricity or water myself, but in our backyard, and our neighbor was, we were still fixing stuff to take meals out there. So he's from the country. He showed us how to do it on the barbecue grill. So we was able to do that, and we made sure we had the hot soup and the hot chocolate, things that you can do. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. And that's one of the things why I got the Outstanding Texan Award, because I didn't have water. Yeah. I didn't have light. I didn't have anything. I had heat or nothing, but I'm still out there making sure all of these seniors have. We went to the homeless. It was so cold. By the time we serviced them, we jumped back in the van, warm up, and I touched that ground. I'm like, there's no way I could do that. And I had to get out there. I called my husband. I said, we have to go, because I just saw too many kids out here under the bridge. I can't do this. I'm like, I can't sleep. I don't have any heat. I don't have any water, but these little babies are not going to suffer. As long as I have breath, little baby, it was a lady had a 3 or 4 month old out there. Then it was little kids, 2, 3, 4, 5 babies, I'm like, not on my watch. It wasn't going to happen. So I got with some people and I could understand why they didn't want to go to the shelters, because of the sexual abuse, so much stuff is going on and you're trying to watch your babies. So we kind of wanted to make sure that they were in safe place with hotels. So we had another organization that came through for us that donated 100 hotel rooms for us.
Wow.
Yes.
Come on, now, all of this, while y'all are watching, some of y'all go ahead, put it on your heart to do this. Mm-hmm. from the information that you've been given tonight. Like she said, big pots of soup, a pot of soup, you know how many people, a pot of soup will feed
a whole
spaghetti.
Go to the dollar store, get all your vegetables, get all of your stuff. You can get a couple of chickens, cut that up real small, throw the chicken in, or just let the meat fall off the bone. That's the best thing. Put the whole chicken in there and just let it fall off the bone. Because normally, if I have time, I cut it up, but I ain't have time. It was too cold. I just throw the whole chicken in there, I season it, and throw it red. It was cold in the house. It was cold outside. So I jumped back in the car because we had the heat on there. So I just put the whole chicken in there, season it, put that top on there, come back, stir it, jump back in the car, stir it. We get the plastic cups and put the top on them and just go and serve it.
I have enjoyed myself so much tonight. Oh, my goodness. I have enjoyed myself so much tonight. The nominations need to be in by...
Well, the award ceremony is not until October, so I'm starting early. Because the reason I'm starting early, because we are looking for authenticity. So, and it's going to take us some time to find the actually one that's in the kitchen that's actually serving food, and the one that's buying it with their own money, the one that's supplying diapers, socks, coats to kids. So we have time. So if you between now and November 1st, but if you find somebody that's very, very exceptional before we give out all the awards, we'll try to stick them in. But if it's done, it's done. So we're giving out 10 Lifetime Achievements Awards. And one of them goes to Mr. Keith Downing, which is in Cashmere Garden. He has done so much for Cashmere Garden and the seniors. when they wanted to close our libraries there in Cashmere Gardens and the other areas, he fought the city to keep our libraries open for our kids in our neighborhood. When there was no fresh fruits and vegetables in Cashmere Garden, he brought a farmer's market there, and you can use your SNAP benefits or your welfare benefit. And instead of dollar for dollar, you get $2, you get a, it's $2 for every $1 you buy. So you're actually getting double instead of going to the store. So if you spend $20, you get $40 worth of fresh fruits and vegetables. And when they needed a new fire truck in that area, he fought, raised the funds, got a new fire truck. When there was no water, no food, he got out there, made sure the seniors had the water and food in Cashmere Garden during the storm. He's always there, just out there, you know, making sure, like when they first started the vaccination, he was telling them, what are you going to do about the people in the low income communities that don't have cars, that cannot get to the sites to get tested or get the vaccination? So he bought a lot. He was very instrumental of getting that in the different neighborhoods, in the churches in there. So we're looking for people like that. And I have Mr. John Marston from Houston Unsolved Homicide. His son was murdered by gun violence in 2017. And it's like, I wouldn't say the police didn't investigate it. It's like, we have so many cases, we can only do so much. So his son's case is still unsolved. So what John Marston does with Houston Unsolved Homicide, if you have a loved one that have been killed by gun violence, murder, sex trafficking, call him. We have a team of volunteers. We actually go out and help you solve the murders of your loved one. If they've been sex trafficking, we get out on those streets, we get them back home, whatever it is. That's what John Morrison does, and I'm a part of his team. When kids come up missing, Malaya Davis, all of those kids you see on those profile cases, he's been instrumental in helping find those babies. Wow. So that's the type of people we're looking for. And I don't know if y'all know Reginald Garden, OG1.
Yeah. OG1.
He's getting a lifetime award for always being there, always out there. So he has accepted. So I'm handing our, we have a graphic design person now. See, that's how God works. I have somebody that writes the grants, that's the computer person. They do all our graphic design. So I'm waiting on him to get all that together, but they already know who they are. So that's the kind of people that we're looking for. To come in. And I had another young man, Mr. Frank Reed. What he does, he takes all old bicycles, he refurbished them, makes them new, and give them out to children for Christmas. Last year, he gave out over 2,000 bicycles.
Oh.
And he does that in his garage when he get off of work. He refurbishes them, he paints them, buy new wheels, everything. He uses his own money.
My God.
So that's the type of people that I'm looking to honor. People that no one ever recognized, but they always come to your organization and take it, but they never recognize you, you know, and I don't like that kind of stuff. I mean, 2,000 bicycles, he works, he has a family, but he comes home, go right to the garage, start working on refurbished bicycles, because I had some bicycles and I collect bicycles for him too. And he's one of my partners. And everybody say, it looks like everybody you partner with, you giving an award. No, these are the people that actually do the work. You know, I know. And that's why we partner together. And a lot of these people, they never have been acknowledged. And I have another young lady, Miss Mildred Amos. She's with Best Life Members. What she does, because people work so hard and she know they can't afford an outing, they can't afford things in the community, she plans outings every month.
Wow.
And her own money, and takes you to bowling, to the movies, to a nice restaurant to eat. And not only that, every time we go, she gives me flowers, she gives everybody gifts. And she just wants you to come and just sit down and see. Nobody never knows she does that. We had this big fantastic catered Christmas party. Decorate, she paid for everything. She would let anybody give her anything.
Wow.
She just wants you to be happy. She know we all work hard. That's what she does. She celebrates and helps you. She plans us vacations. She plans us getaways, everything. And she never asks for a penny from anybody.
Wow. Wow. Give honor to whom honor is due.
Whose honor is due, you know, and then I also have my state rep Jarvis Johnson. He's always been in my corner. He always fight for me and he always makes sure we have what we need. And so he will be getting an award because he passed a lot of bills for the kids that have been in foster care that age out, who have nowhere to go, who don't have anything. He passed bills to help them. While they're in CPS custody, if you get in trouble, you may need an attorney. He passed the law for that. So he has done things like that. So we honor people like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking for.
Look, y'all, you missed something. All you got to do is play it back.
Play it back.
Just play it back. Okay, because there's a lot of good information that she has got in this live today. Okay, and you know, now y'all know I'm gonna say this because I got if you sitting on what God told you to do,
come on now,
get up. Don't worry because you worried about how you gonna get it done. Don't worry about how you gonna get. Like I say, take your little bit and hold it up. Like he took that. I tell you, he took that little boy lunch.
Come on, he held it up
and he said, thank you. And he blessed it. Take your little bit, bless it. And then ask God where he wants you to be at. It's time to get to work. Now, I'm going to put her email back.
Thing, a lot of people say, well, I don't have a building. I don't have this. I didn't have that. I started right there on my driveway. And then it looked like my house turned into a storage because I didn't have nowhere to go. Couldn't get in the kitchen. Couldn't even get in the living room. We had to climb over boxes. But I know what God was telling me. So I don't clear out a room somewhere. Tell the kids, okay, I'm going to need some space in your bedroom because I need this closet to store this stuff. We might have to be cooking food in here. I might need y'all to help me do some boxes tonight. Come on now. You can do that right there in your living room and you can do it when you come home in the evening. Just do it. You know, you might not can do 50 bags. You might can only do 10. So you do what you can do to start. You might not can do 60. You might cannot do 350 right now. But if all you can do is 10, Do 10. That's it. And when you can get to 20, get to 20. And if you can keep going, you keep going. But until you can do that, until God send you some help, keep doing your 10.
Do your 10.
Before we go,
drop all information you think we need. Drop your information. How can I got the Well, I had the email up, but somebody.
Okay, my email is 2020shiningstars@gmail.com. And we have the Facebook page, Shining Star Leadership Academy. That's how you can follow us and know what we're doing. And then I'm on YouTube because y'all know I have a food channel. I have a cooking channel. I do that because I love to eat. And all right. And then I'll post a lot of the community events that we do. If you saw the last one when we was in there for Ahmaud Arbery, we had the opportunity to be in the courtroom with Reverend Jesse Jackson. Y'all may have saw all of my pictures. We were with Jesse Jackson, Mr. Attorney Crump. We were right there in it. We got a chance to meet his mother. And also, I got a chance to actually go into the neighborhood. And we re-followed his footsteps. And we even went to the spot where he was murdered. So I do put things out like that. So make sure you go to my YouTube channel. It's Good Eats with Lady Hale Dinner Time. So make sure you go there because you will see that. And we have gotten so many views because you saw it on the news. But we actually showed you the house. The house is finished now. We took you down the actual road that Ahmaud was running with. Wow. And we stopped at the actual spot where he was murdered. And when you still got there, it was like this eerie feelings. You know something happened that was not right at that spot. You know it when you got there. Even if nobody would have told us that, when we got there, we're like, something not right here. Something is not right. You can feel it. And that feeling is still there. and his mother and his family. I'm still connected with his family. They are so amazing. And I was just so amazing that Jesse Jackson, we were there with Dr. Candace Matthews. She's the head person for Texas with the Operation Push, with the Coalition for Reverend Jesse Jackson. And I was appointed one of the national position as outreach, you know, helping the community and being on that for the Push Coalition. So I thank Dr. Candace Matthews, and I thank Dr. Jesse Jackson, Reverend Dr. Jesse Jackson, for that appointment.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, y'all. she gonna come back.
I'll be back.
A lot of things. Look, she always got something going on.
She always got something going on. Always.
Always to edify and to build. We must take care of our community, y'all. We must take care of our community.
For nobody to do it. You get out there and do it. We sitting on there waiting on elected officials, people in the White House. No, go do it yourself. Don't worry. I'm going to leave that alone because they going to watch it and they going to be like, okay. I use wisdom, but they know me. I tell them I'm not gonna wait for y'all. I'm gonna do it if y'all need me. Call me. I'm here.
Well, we love you. We want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. We look forward to doing more together.
I look forward to meeting more of the ladies from the organization. We're getting together, doing some things. That's me. I'm all about doing for the community. Even we're on the north side here in Acres Home and I service Fifth Ward. We all have side coming over there to Hersheywood over there in Sunnyside. We good.
Come on. That's right.
Right on over there, set up shop and be ready to work. Like, okay, what y'all need this though? We bring the U-Haul, we bring the van. What y'all need over here? Because we ready to go. That's how we do.
Yes, because I got a building sitting right on Griggs. If you look, big old parking lot.
Ready to go. Then all you got to do is say, on the 5th of this month, we ready to go. Okay, we going to have the stuff ready. Or you come pick it up early. I already have it there, and we'll come and support. That's just what we do.
All right. Sounds good. We love you, and thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Yes. Great comments. Look, I know you're inspired. Because I am. I know you are. We're getting ready to also get back into our HIV organization, Salvation After HIV. And I'm going to be calling you about that. All right?
Good, because I don't know if y'all know about Thomas Street Clinic. Yeah. They keep trying to get me on their board, but I'm just like too busy. I know all the board members and everything. So I'm real big on the HIV AIDS too. You know, just whatever y'all need to test in, whatever y'all need, let us know, because I can just make a phone call. We can make it happen.
All right. All right, y'all. Well, have a wonderful night. I know this was awesome. We love you. We'll talk to you later. Remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless. Good night. Holding on, Jack. You better believe I.